Mehalachta b'srachav, we learn now, we have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu racham, just like he's merciful, we have to. And in fact, that's how Rabbi Finkel from the Mir Yeshiva explains Pshat in the story with Cain and Hevel. That why was Hevel killed? So of course, according to Arachayim HaKodesh and Parashas Vayeshev, so that's free choice. But according to the others, assume that if someone is actually killed, there must have been some gzeira min hashamayim, whether we understand it or not, that's the way it was supposed to be. So why, what did Hevel do that warranted to be chayev misa? So Rav Finkel explained, based on the Mefarshim, the Midrashim, that what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do when he saw Hevel was down? So he said, "Hi, what's wrong? Why are you so sad today?" Hevel just totally ignored Cain. He didn't notice, he didn't feel the pain of his friend. That, so it seems to be a high level. Okay, so maybe he should have been punished, but punished with Misa, why such a severe penalty? Normally, if you're not nosy o b'chavero, it's not a good thing. It's a bad midas, but it's not something chayiv misa. So he explained this because Cain and Hevel was the yisod olam. The world was going to come from Cain and Hevel. So just like any type of, if you're an architect, you're building a building, any tchilas abinyan, the key is you have to have the foundation strong. If you don't have the foundation good, then the building's not going to have any kiyum, it's not going to last, it's going to fall down. Like had a Rebbe used to say, that's why the beginning of the Zman of learning is the most important, because you have to start off right, because if you deviate a little in the beginning, then kind of like you're going on a trip. A little deviation down the road is, you end up being miles away, hundreds of miles away. So similarly here, it's the Tchilas HaBinyan, that when God created the world and he wanted his descendants, he wanted to, so started with a completeness. And therefore, Hevel was punished, not following about Lakhto B'drachav. This is like a Kaddish Baruch Hu took interest in Cain. Hevel was not Osi B'ol Chaveiro, and therefore, since it was the Tchilas HaBinyan, so therefore it warranted Misa. In fact, that's how he explains as well. We know the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva died. Shalonagu covered Zelazes, the Gemara says in Yavamas Daf Samach Beis. Again, it seems very severe. So there are many answers, but one answer is because Rabbi Akiva was the one who is the of the giving over of Torah Shabbat Peh. So his students were going to be the ones teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. So if you're going to be the Tchilas HaBinyan, so to speak, then everything's got to be 100%. So even Shalonagu covered Zelazeh, not treating each other properly, normally doesn't warrant death. But in this situation, when you're having a Tchilas HaBinyan of Torah Shabbat Peh, that's what we find so strong. So we see if the Onesh, and in fact, that's the famous Maisa with Yisrael Salanta, and the Alto Slobodka, what's the purpose of yeshiva? So Yisrael Salanta said, of course, the purpose is Torah. And Torah, but Torah is just a byproduct. That's not the purpose of it, that this is what's going to happen. You're supposed to train your Talmidim to be Nosei Ol Bechavero, to feel Ben Adam Achavero, to learn Midas and to treat people properly and to be sensitive and see if someone needs your help, you go over and ask them. You teach them the sensitivity. And that was the problem. That's why Hevel and Rabbi Akiva's students had the Chomer Adin, because they were Tchilas HaBinyan, and God wanted to make sure that when we start the Tchilas HaBinyan, everything is Shalom, everything is complete and perfect. And as we know, Mida Tova, so if this is the punishment for a Mida Ra, how much more so? We know Mida Tova Maruba Mida Perunias. That's the famous Maisa with Yosef HaTzadik, that once they sold the brothers, once the brothers sold him, that's when the Tzaras began. He ended up, from one owner to another. He ended up in jail. Potiphar, Ishus Potiphar, he was set up, and the bottom line is he was in jail. And Yosef saw the face of the Tsar HaMashkin, the Tsar Ovim, the baker, and he said, "Why are you guys so sad today?" And they explained the dreams we had, and Yosef interpreted the dreams. And 2 years later, the Tsar HaMashkin was in front of Paro, and he said, "Oh yeah," because Paro had his own dreams. He needed an interpreter, and that's how Yosef got on the scene. So when did things start to change? It's when Yosef said, "What? Why are you guys so sad?" That was the turning point. Because then he ended up telling Paro, imagine if he never said anything to the Tsar HaMashkim or to Tsar HaOvim, he just would have been, he would have just ended up riding away in jail. And nevertheless, the two strangers, he just took interest in them and he asked them how they were doing. And because of that, because he followed the halakhta bidrachav, so therefore he ended up bringing the second in command in Mitzrayim. And that's what the message for all of us is, of halakhta bidrachav, the message of the Hosef at Bereshis, following the Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, learning chesed from Avram Avinu. And that's what we see, the reason for the strict punishment of Hevel was he wasn't Nosi Oba Chaver, was the Tchilas Abinyan of the world. Similarly, that was the reason for the strong onus on the Talmid and Rabbi Akiva. And we see the great reward of Yosef, so because he took interest, ultimately it saved his life, and he became second in command in Mitzrayim, and therefore we always have to be very sensitive to the needs of others. And if you see someone downtrodden, we're in a sad period now, season adjustment disorder. We change the clocks, it gets dark soon. So therefore, you know, one has to even be more sensitive about looking around your friends, people you don't know, someone in shul who looks a little depressed or sad, to go over and say Shalom Aleichem and ask him how he's doing, if you could help in any way. That's what we learned from the Maisa and Sefer Bereishis, Valakta Bedrachav, and therefore we follow Avram around and learn how to become a mensch.